It's good to see you this morning. And this is the fifth Sunday, and we do have some special singing this morning. Amen. We've got some folks going to come in just a minute and going to sing for us and play for us and just enjoy that. Amen. We're going to begin this morning. I think Sister Sharon's going to play for us. And amen. I'll be back to say just a word before Sister Sylvia comes and sings for us. Before Sister Sylvia comes, we do today, being it's the fifth Sunday, we take the time every once in a while to sing a little more than we usually do, give folks an opportunity to sing. And I looked this week, and this phrase in the scripture, sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. And if you look in Scripture, you'll find that particular phrase 17 times in the Bible. 17 times in 16 different verses. And there's one verse that's got it in there twice. But 17 times we find that phrase, sing unto the Lord. Now, when we sing unto the Lord, I've often said this, what God hears and what everybody else hears is I don't believe the same thing. Amen. Because I have been singing before, especially when my kids were at home and we'd be riding down the road and they would ask me, Daddy, have you got to sing? Have you got to sing? But see, God has not stopped us from singing. And I pray this morning, as the singers come, and you say, well, you know, I can't sing, I can't carry a tune good, the pitch, all these kind of, amen, God give us different gift. But amen, we can sing along with folks as they sing certain songs. Amen, we hadn't even got to sing them out loud. We can just sing them in our heart, and amen, and we can sing them unto the Lord this morning. And I want to read you just some verses. And the first time that we find this is in the book of Exodus, chapter number 15, and verse number 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Amen. And this was the first time that we find these words, sing unto the Lord. The occasion, the crossing of the Red Sea. And amen. And Moses sang. And amen. And those children of Israel that we talked about earlier this morning, they sang with him. Amen. They sang unto the Lord. What made them sing? Amen. Because God had overthrew the Egyptian. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the midst of the sea. And amen, it didn't just cause Moses to sing, but amen, it caused them all to break out into song. God help us, you know, sometimes, amen, something may happen along in our lives that just causes us to break out into song, whether we can really sing or not. Amen, I'm going to just be honest with you, and I believe if you're truthful, it's probably the case for you. Amen, maybe some of the best singing you ever done in your life, been in the car or the truck or around the house at the sink when you was right there by yourself. And listen, can't nobody tell me, it sounded good. Because why? Because, amen, you were just singing unto the Lord. It's kind of like getting in our prayer closet. It wasn't about anybody else being around. It was just because of, amen, it was just you and the Lord. And amen, you were singing. Judges says in Judges 5:3, hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes, I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Amen. And amen, that's what we're fixing to hear this morning. We're just going to sing some praise to God. Yes. Amen. Psalms 13:6 says, I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. God's been good to me. I just want to sing. Amen. Just want to sing. Because God's been good to me. Psalms chapter 30 and verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Amen. I'm going to just sing to God. Amen. Why? Because I'm one of his. Sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of his. Are you his this morning? I mean, if you are, give you reason to sing. Amen. There's an occasion for you to sing when we just remember whose it is that we are. We belong to God. Everything in this old world falls into pieces. Amen. It seems like it's going downhill fast. But amen, guess what? Amen, I checked and I'm still his. Yes. I want to sing. Psalms 104:33, I will sing unto the Lord. As long as I live, I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Amen. Now, you know what this is this morning as you come on this fifth Sunday here, amen, April the 30th, 2023, you all still have your being. And it's another opportunity, it's an occasion this morning for us to sing praise to our God while we still have our being. Well, there's some folks that's been in this world that could sing like a mockingbird. They could just sing. But you know what? Their voices, they're silent now. They're not singing anymore. Not where we can hear. Why? Because, amen, they've left. But, amen, we have an opportunity this morning to sing unto the Lord. Amen. Psalm chapter 95 and verse 1 through 3 says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Sister Sylvia, you come on. And let us sing and praise his name this morning because he is a great God, a great King above all kings. And amen, we just want to sing unto him this morning.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
week, Papaw said if you don't have a song, get one. So we went home after church, and I asked Brooklyn if she would like to pick a song, and she said yes, that she would. She's been taking piano now for probably, I guess in November will be about 2 years. She's made a lot of strides, and she never had to learn a song in a week. So she's going to attempt to play the old Rugged Cross. That's what she wanted to pick. She's worked real hard to try to learn it in just a few days. And like Daddy said, we're going to play for Jesus this morning. And if there's a mistake, I think it'll be all right.
Especially for Papa.
To be discouraged, but I tell you, it's not hard to hit the wrong key.
That he gives life.
can speak just a word and calm the angry waves, and peace be still on the rolling sea. He can speak, peace be still to the storm that's within. That's how much he really loves me. He can speak, peace be still to the storm.
He carries one of Uncle Chris's favorite songs. God's been good. I'm going through a little bit of a rough time in life right now. I don't know if any of y'all can relate. Having two little ones, it's hard, but through it all, God's been good. Amen. Amen.
lost and left to die. Oh, praise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus.
Jesus, fly.